We've got a crisis when it comes to roadway fatalities in America. We lose about 40,000 people every year. It's a level that's comparable to gun violence. And we see a lot of racial disparities. Black and brown Americans, tribal citizens, and rural residents much more likely to lose their lives, whether it's in a car or as a pedestrian being hit by a car. There are a lot of reasons related to discrimination, related to even the ways that roads are designed and built. Who has access to a safe street design that's got crosswalks and good lighting? Who doesn't have that access? That can drive disparities, and we have a responsibility to act on that.
How are we going to get rid of racism?
Stop talking about it. I'm going to stop calling you a white man, and I'm going to ask you to stop calling me a black man.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg showing that the Democrats are the most racist people on the planet. Yes, everybody, traffic and pedestrian fatalities are because of the white man, because in black and minority communities, the roads are not the same way as they are in white communities, nor are the red, yellow, and green stoplights the same. Again, I can't make this up. The Democrats are the most racist people on the planet. And did you catch the little tidbit of information? He said there's 40,000 fatalities between car accidents and pedestrian accidents for minorities every year that rivals gun violence. So when are we going to outlaw cars? When does that happen? Because it obviously is the car's problem. It's not the drivers, not the white drivers that are killing the black minority people. When are cars going to be outlawed? It's next. Pete Buttigieg, Uncle Pete, just told us their next thing. Oh, we got to outlaw cars. But if it's an electric car, it's much safer. So you can get your electric car. But your fossil fuel car, it kills minorities. And then I added the greatest comeback ever. How do we stop racism? Stop talking about it. No longer are you a white man. No longer are you a black man. You are a man or a woman. Oh, but then we get into, I'm gender fluid. I'm he or I'm ze, I'm they. You're a man, you're a woman. Let's just get over this nonsense and move along. God, this is infuriating living in the world today. Now, there are some that would say we chose to be here and we want to be a part of history. I don't want to be a part of any of this history because this makes no sense to me. To sit there and say, you can be whatever you want. Yeah, I used to tell my kids that. You could be an astronaut. You could be an engineer. You could be a baseball player. You could be a professional hockey player. You can't change your gender. That's not what this was all about. The same people that during COVID were saying, follow the science, you can only follow it during COVID. You can't follow it for gender. By God, because if I followed it during gender, I would prove to you that there's only one man and only one woman. There's two genders. There's not 80,000. But alas, that is the world we live in today. So I started the show pretty controversial, probably got people pissed off about the trans fluid. I'm sorry, did I say trans fluid? I meant gender fluid. Boy, geez. There goes any potential sponsorship with Anheuser-Busch. Just threw that out the window. But we're going to follow up that little piece of let's piss people off with this. I'm going to talk to you because I've had a couple people contact me about my views on Zelensky. And yes, Vladimir Zelensky, the president of Ukraine. And I got to tell you, my views are not the views of most people. I don't think this guy is who he is, and I'm going to spell out why. And then I want to talk to you about this leak. There's something about this leak that's really bothersome to me. And I'm going to try and fit in one more topic. I don't know if it's going to work, but we'll work on that. So what I'd like you to do is sit back, relax. Open that mind and open it pretty wide because I'm about ready to offend probably three quarters of my listeners. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be right back.
Thought about getting into crypto? Are you oblivious on where to start or even what to do? Hit up the Bitcoin pro Jay Motley to help you get started on the path to a better financial situation for free. No hidden fees, no charges, just guidance. Go to bitcoinpro.unitedinvestors.group and get started today. Again, that's bitcoinpro.unitedinvestors.group and tell them W sent you.
In the summer, but I think I was wrong, cause I wondered all winter if we had fixed it in the fall, if we could ever be more than just flowers in the spring. Wish I could take it back, think I said something I don't mean, cause seasons change and I miss you so. Time keeps moving, but it feels so slow. Stuck in this heat, but it feels so cold.
Okay, so before the break, like I said, I am going to piss off about three quarters of my listeners here due to the fact that I do not subscribe to the theory that Zelensky is the savior of Ukraine. I have a different view of that. And it all started with a listener of ours, Mike. I won't give his last name, but his opinion is actually F. Zelensky. And I said, Mike, absolutely. He's nothing but a warmongering fascist. And then I had a really, really good listener that I really enjoy having his posts on here. He comes up to me, he's LOL, what? And then my other listener, who is a relative of mine, she came across and said, we have spent so many of our tax dollars on that war when it could be used to save our borders. Not that Biden would agree to that. While I feel super sorry for those people getting killed, losing homes, etc., it's not up to us to save the world. We need to put that money into saving ourselves. But because Hunter and Joey Boy have personal money interests in Ukraine, we have to use our tax dollars to fight their war, not ours. And this gentleman came back and he said, hey, you, won't give the name. If we had that mindset during World War II, we'd all be speaking German right now. The entire free world has a dog in this fight. It's not only the U.S. sending aid either. Poland is sending them jets. Zelensky is a hero. On the ground fighting when he could have fled like the leader of Afghanistan when the Taliban took over. He's right there. He is. You have civilians dying, children being slaughtered, and lives shattered, entire neighborhoods being wiped off the map. Why did we get involved? Because it's the right thing to do. You can't put a dollar amount on stopping mass suicide. Well, then this young lady came back and said, if we aren't careful about all the money the U.S. sends everywhere and on everything, we will be bankrupt beyond repair. Our debts will be called in, and we will be learning to speak Chinese, which we're not that far from doing it right now. But here's the thing. This isn't our fight. This is Biden's fight. Zelensky, listen, I've learned over the years that if the media is pushing one narrative. And the narrative that they're pushing now is Zelensky's a hero. Zelensky's the savior. Zelensky is on our side. That's why he's at the Grammys. That's why he's at the Academy Awards. Send us money. Help out our people. It's like a Jerry Lewis telethon for him. I mean, let's look at how many billions of dollars we have sent the Ukrainians. What have we done to protect the people here in Chicago, in New York, in any inner city, on the border? What have we done to protect our own? There is a reason that Biden is sending billions of dollars over to Ukraine, and it's twofold. The first one is he is so entrenched, him and his family are so entrenched in illegal business dealings that if it gets out, if those papers are found, in other words, if the Russians come in and take over a city and they find paperwork stating that the Biden family is corrupt and they are laundering money through Ukraine, he knows he's done. But secondly, it's all a money laundering operation. They give him this money and it comes back to them tenfold. This is how Washington and the Bidens and the Democrat Party, and listen, the Republicans do it too. But this is how Washington works. We'll give you this money, you send us this money back. And it goes, instead of to our pocket, which we are paying these billions and billions of dollars to fight this war in Ukraine, it's not going back to us, it's going into the pockets of these politicians. Therefore, they are getting rich off of a war we should not be in. We do not have any dog in the race in Ukraine. The reason we are in Ukraine is the Bidens are corrupt. They are corrupt beyond all get out. And they know it. And they know that if the Russians take over that country, they are done. All of the Biden secrets that the media is trying to hide. And you know, even if it does happen, the media is going to say, oh, Russian disinformation. But they know it's going to come out. And the Bidens can't have that. There are biolabs after biolabs there. They can't get those. Russia can't get those. So that's why we're sending them not only billions and billions of dollars, but we're sending them Patriot missile batteries. We're sending them jets. You know, we are the only ones that are sending them this much money. Where is the money? Where is all this money coming from Germany, from France, from England, from Poland? Poland's sending them jets. They're not sending them billions and billions of dollars. You know, Biden was on record saying we will not have an American soldier set foot in Ukraine. He lied. This release of the documents that just came out, Teixeira, I forgot his first name, the National Guard guy, he got arrested for releasing these documents. Here's my first question. Here is my first question about this. They found out who released these documents in what, less than a week? We still don't know who leaked the Roe versus Wade decision prior to the Supreme Court announcing it. Why? Because it was the Democrats that did it. They did it. They're not gonna find themselves. Well, we don't know who that is. Oh, we knew in a week who released this information. And listen, I'm not a big fan of releasing top secret information. I'm just not. However, this information really isn't top secret. The reason they're hiding it is because it paints a horrible light on the Biden administration. Remember when I just said that he said on record, we will not send troops to Ukraine to be on the ground. There's no boots on the ground. Guess what? There's boots on the ground. There's special forces there. Why? He's protecting his ass. That's why. Now back to Zelensky. Years ago, they had a movie with Dustin Hoffman called Wag the Dog. And it was basically, the premise of the movie was, listen, the presidential ratings, the president's approval ratings are in the tank, so we need to fabricate a war. So the media and the White House, they went in and they fabricated a war. They had, you know, green screen war scenes. How do we know Zelensky's on the front lines? How do we know where he is? He says he's in Ukraine. But listen, if I'm in a war with the Russians, the last thing I'm doing is going on American television at the Grammys and at the Oscars and becoming a rock star. And again, I've said it before, if the media is saying, this is the guy, this is the guy, this is our guy, this is not our guy. It's all a game. We truthfully have no idea what is happening in Ukraine. I am not doubting. I don't want anybody getting pissed at me. I'm not doubting that people are being killed, that neighborhoods are being destroyed, that people's lives are being uprooted. Yes, that is happening. Is it happening on the, you know, in the way we're being told? I don't know. What I do know is that Zelensky is a fascist dictator. And I'm going to piss a lot of people off here. Listen to me. Putin is not the bad guy that he's being made out. He has the country's best interests in mind. Listen, if we had Chinese soldiers on the border of Canada and on the border of Mexico, any other administration but the one that's in office right now, we would be doing something about it. And this is what Putin is doing. NATO is expanding, and he doesn't want NATO around his border because he's not a member of NATO. That is a hostile, that's just like having your biggest enemy move right next door to you. You are going to have to do something about it. Well, Russia can't move, so they are going to, unfortunately, attack. Now, I don't agree with the war. I don't think he needed to go this far. But I'm telling you, if you look at the two, Zelensky is, in my opinion, worse than Putin. And I know I've got people shaking their heads, asking themselves, why do I even listen to this crap? I'm never listening to this show again. I'm telling you, listen to the media. Whatever the media says, do the opposite. The media is telling you to grasp onto Zelensky. He's the savior. Oh, Putin's the demon. That tells me that Putin is not the bad guy. Putin loves his country. Yes, Putin's ex-KGB. He's trying to bring back the Soviet Union. I get that. But to be honest with you, when Trump was in office, did we hear anything from Russia? I mean, were we essentially at war with Russia? No. Biden comes in, we're now at war with Russia. And don't think we're not at war with Russia. You've got the Chinese and the Iranians, who are our enemies. I mean, right now, they are our adversaries. They are in, they're like the clique. They're the clique in high school. China, North Korea, Iran, Russia. Those are our adversaries. And they're kind of teaming up. And while I don't agree with Russia teaming up with China or North Korea or Iran, I don't knock them because the world has painted them as the aggressors, which in a way they are. Yes, they attacked. I get that. And, I will agree with him on this. The gentleman that said, you know, if we'd all be speaking German now. Yes, this is a completely different situation. In World War II, Hitler was ravaging Poland, moving through France. He was gobbling up territory. Russia is not doing that right now. They are protecting their borders and protecting them from the asshole neighbor that we all have. I would like to think if we had an asshole neighbor that was infringing on us, you know, and putting stuff in our yard and messing with our dog and leering at our wife and making rude comments to our wife, just, you know, an analogy. I would like to think that we would respond, you know, with this administration who, and again, I don't get how the Republicans are the warmongers. It's not just the Republicans. The Democrats are the warmongers. Why? Because they want more power. The more power they have, the more their influence is felt throughout this country. Hence, the transgender movement. But regardless, here's a question. If you support Zelensky, here's a question you have to ask yourself. This memo, these documents that were recently released, they stated that the Ukrainian military is running out of missiles for their airplanes. They're running out of machinery. They're running out of ways to defend themselves. They've got over $200 billion just from the United States. They have had weapons sent to them. They've had planes sent to them. They've had millions and billions of dollars from other countries sent to them. Here's the question. Where's that money going? because it's not going to the military. If that were the case, they would not be running out of missiles. They would not be running out of ammunition. They would not be running out of machinery. That is why I know that Vladimir Zelensky, he's not in it for the people of Ukraine. He's in it for himself. When this thing is all said and done, I would love to know his net worth after this, because I guarantee you it's going to go up tenfold, 20-fold, 30-fold. If you support Zelensky, I want you to contact me, and I have a new email address, everybody. If anybody listening has charter.net or Spectrum Internet, get rid of it now. These guys are the biggest scammers in the world. First off, I'm going to go off topic here, but there's a reason I'm doing this. So first off, their internet is horrific. After 8 o'clock, we have Hulu streaming at our house. After 8 o'clock, I couldn't stream anything. They dropped the bandwidth so low, I couldn't stream. So if the Red Wings were on or I had a show I wanted to watch, I'm done. Didn't matter if nobody else was on the internet. If anybody was on the internet, there wasn't even a chance I could watch it. If I could, it would be in and out, in and out. So I got rid of them because this is a constant threat. I've had them. I had them about 15 years ago, and it was the same thing. I'd come home, go on the internet. Oh, look, the internet's not working. It would be like a 3-4 time a week thing. So I dropped them, and I went to a company called Daystar here. It's fiber optic. It's freaking phenomenal. I mean, great service. We have Hulu streaming TV. Again, after 8 o'clock with Charter, with Spectrum, couldn't watch it. Just non-existent. It would buffer. It would load. Oh, we can't load this at this time. Check your internet. And you check it and you reset it and it worked for 5 minutes and then drop right out because they're dropping the bandwidth after 8 o'clock. Daystar, not a problem. So I dropped them in October. I get a bill in November for them for a full month of internet service. So, of course, I question them saying, no, I canceled my service in October. Nope, you canceled it in November. I said, no, I didn't, because I have a huge Halloween party at the end of October every year. And this year, I had an issue with the internet the day of the party, which was October 27th. Which happened to be the day that Michigan and Michigan State played college football. So I had 4 or 5 TVs going at the party at that time. Since I have streaming TV, I'm reliant on the internet. And they said, nope, you canceled it November, blah, blah, blah. And I said, no, they wanted to extend it to November, blah, 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 whatever day it was. I didn't want them to do it because I already had my internet service. Well, lo and behold, I had to pay a full month of internet service, which was like $90. Whatever. Just drop them and get it over with. Well, I have had the same email address, ghostseeker4@charter.net. I've had that email address for over 20 years. Over 20 years. Even when I didn't have Charter. And then all of a sudden, we can't get in our email anymore. So I call them. They say, oh, you don't have an account with us anymore. I'm like, you don't send emails to us saying, hey, get your emails in order because this email account is going to be done in 30 days, 52 weeks, whatever. Nope, we don't do that. So my wife has very, very pertinent medical emails that she receives on her charter.net email that we could not gain access to anymore. So my wife's went out first, and I called them, and they're like, oh yeah, you guys are no longer server or customers of ours, so we killed it. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. How did we have email for 20 years even when we weren't your customer? And their response was, well, sometimes things take a little longer than we anticipate to delete accounts. 13 years? It takes 13 years to delete an account? And the best part about this is, as I am arguing with this gentleman, all of a sudden, my internet's gone. So he goes on to my internet and says, F you, dude, I'm deleting you now. So all of my emails that I needed, all of the stuff from you guys, all of my health, all of my music, gone. Absolutely gone. I'm like, how do I retrieve this? You can't. It's gone. I'm like, you're telling me that's not in the cloud anywhere? Nope. Nope. Can't get it out of the cloud. Listen, I'm not a tech savvy guy. I'm not at all. But I can tell you there's a reason that things are in the cloud, and it's because you can retrieve them at a later date. So in order for my wife and I to get the emails that are extremely important, more so my wife than me, I have to sign up not just for an email account. I'm like, how much to just get email for a month? We don't do that. You can't just give me an email account so I can retrieve my emails. I can't go in there for 3-4 days and get all the email addresses I really truly need and convert them over to my new email. Nope. I have to buy another month of $90, and they want to come out and hook up cable for me. And I'm like, no, I don't want your cable. I don't want your internet. Well, that's how it's got to work. I'm like, just put on there that it was done. Just put in the notes that somebody came out and hooked it up for us. Well, we can't do that because you won't show any service. I didn't have service half the time anyway, and you didn't give a shit back then. Now it's a big deal? No. So now I have to pay $90 just to get all the important email addresses and be able to convert them so I can get it to my new email address. And to make a long story short, the new email address for the show is going to be theparanormalpatriot@yahoo.com. Again, theparanormalpatriot@yahoo.com. Send me your show ideas. Send me anything you want to promote. Just say hi. Let me know the email works. But for those of you who have Spectrum or are thinking about it, I would highly think twice about it. They are horrible. They are absolutely, unequivocally horrible. They do nothing but want to take your money. Again, I paid for a month. I had to pay for a month or else they were going to send me to collections. I had to pay for a month that I didn't even have their service because their guy told me, well, I'm going to keep it on for another 2 weeks in case you want to rethink your decision. I'm like, no, shut it off now. This is October. Shut it off now. I've already got a new internet provider. He didn't shut it off, so therefore I have to pay $90. Now, after 20 years of having the same email address, where 15 of those I never even had Charter, now it gets shut off without notice, and they don't have to tell us. They don't have to tell us, apparently, that we're just shutting it off. Be damned your important medical emails, your medical results that get sent to you. Be damned them. They don't care. Oh, you want to retrieve them? Give us another $90. What a bunch of scammers. Stay away from Spectrum. They're nothing but money-hungry scammers. I guess that's the only word I can use. I mean, if you've got them, if you've got them, get rid of them. If they're in your area, don't get them. Find another source. Well, I've lost their sponsorship, so, oh well, I'll live through that. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. We're going to take a quick break. Sit back, relax, and open that mind. We're going to come back and we are going to talk about some red flag laws.
Wake up and I still see your face. Sometimes this life's an endless race.
The 6th Annual Mid-Michigan Paranormal Convention, now 2 days at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Get ready for 2 days packed with the paranormal, Saturday, November 4th and Sunday, November 5th, 2023. The world of the paranormal comes to life in Mid-Michigan for the 6th Annual Mid-Michigan Paranormal Convention. Learn about ghosts and all things paranormal, Bigfoot, haunted objects, aliens, cryptids, demonology, ufology, Ouija boards, spirituality, psychic readings, intuition, witchcraft, tarot, mediums. Learn about Michigan lore and its haunted history. There will be private seances, gallery readings, and oddities. There will be all-day speakers, demonstrations, and presentations. There will be prizes and giveaways, and so much more. Again, the 6th annual Mid-Michigan Paranormal Convention at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort, Saturday, November 4th and Sunday, November 5th, 2023. And when you get there, tell them your friend, the Paranormal Patriot, sent you. Okay, you guys know that I absolutely love your interaction on this show. I love it when you give me show ideas. I love it when you comment on topics of the show. Justin is one of my greatest contributors to the show, and just this week, he sent me an article that really raised, quote-unquote, red flags for me. He sent an article from WLNS 6 out of Lansing, and the title of the article is Red Flag Gun Laws on the Move in the Michigan House. And here's the article, and then I'll give you my 2 cents on it. A package of gun safety bills passed committee Wednesday and is heading to the state house for a vote. If passed, the legislation would prohibit specific individuals from having or buying a gun. Now I'm going to stop there. Who determines who can have a gun? Well, that is the powers that be. In this case, it's the Democrats. The bill lists the criteria that a judge would need to follow to take away someone's guns. Specific markers for taking a gun away includes things like illegal drug use or having a history of domestic violence, which I have no problem with. You shouldn't have a gun if you have a criminal record. Additionally, the proposed legislation would outline who is allowed to make complaints to judges, and here's where I have an issue. The legislative package is just a part of the legislation that came out of the aftermath of the Oxford High School and Michigan State University shootings. Hallie Gross, an MSU senior, was quoted as saying, "I've been seeing this since I was in sixth grade. Sandy Hook happened when I was in sixth grade. Parkland happened when I was a senior in high school. And now I'm a senior at my own school and it happened at my own school." The student advocate marched with dozens of other students through MSU's campus Tuesday in an effort to make their voices heard in the battle against gun violence. She says, "I know that these red flag laws, if they were in place, they could have stopped the shooting at MSU." What she doesn't tell you, and nor does this article tell you, is that there are laws in place that prohibit felons and people with mental health issues from owning a gun or purchasing a gun. However, the problem is that nobody wants to adhere to these laws. Everybody wants to look past the mental health issue. This is a mental health issue. Yes, if you want to stop gun violence, then instead of giving welfare and giving out Obama phones and handing people money left and right, let's put that money towards mental health, towards mental health doctors that can treat these patients so they don't go on these rampages. Again, I said it before, I'll say it again. You want to stop gun violence? Stop the guns in the hands of the liberals. They're the ones that are committing these crimes. Why? Because liberalism is a mental health disorder. If you believe in what the progressives, the socialists, or the Democrat Party is perpetuating to you these days, you have a mental health issue because you don't live in reality. If you believe that a man can become a woman just by saying, "I'm a woman," if you believe that a man can go into a women's restroom or anything of that nature, you have a mental health issue. You are the ones we need to keep the guns away from. Listen, Pete Buttigieg at the beginning of the show said, listen, traffic and pedestrian fatalities rival gun violence. So where is the outcry for banning cars? It doesn't make sense, does it? Why? Because it's not the car's fault. The same way that it's not the gun's fault. The gun is not walking into a school and shooting itself or pulling its own trigger and shooting these people. It takes an individual to do that. That individual is mentally, what would the word be? Mentally decapitated? Mentally incapacitated? That person has a mental illness. And until we start recognizing this and start treating the mental illness, our society is gone. Our society is a shell of what it was when I was growing up. Listen, we didn't have safe spaces. We didn't have coddle zones where, oh, give me a hug, you'll be okay. Listen, if you had an issue, you dealt with it. The problem is nowadays that these people, the only way they know how to deal with it is killing other people. Until the Democrats decide that the benefit of the country, the benefit of the citizens of this country, the benefit of our children, these children who they care so much about because there's way too much school violence. Doesn't matter to them that they're killing unborn children by the millions every year. It's these children that are in schools that are getting shot up. That's a big deal. But these unborn children that they're allowing to be killed, that's not a big deal. See, they're talking out of both sides of their mouth because all they're doing is trying to gather votes. They're trying to separate us. And this is all the system. There's no such thing as racism. I'm not racist. Nobody I know is racist. The people that are racist are the Democrats and the media that are perpetuating this falsehood. Most people don't care about your skin color. People care about your character. And if you're an idiot, I'm gonna look at you as an idiot. I won't look at you as a black man, a white man, a Mexican, or an Asian. I don't care. I look at who you are. And the majority of people in this country are the same way until the Democrats and the media are trying to tell us otherwise. And you get these idiots that can't think for themselves, and they're just like, oh, yeah, oh, my God, LGBTQ plus one, whatever the hell it is. I don't even know what they go by anymore, but the trans community. Everybody wants to be involved in the trans community so they can feel better about themselves, so they can go to sleep and say, oh, I did so good today. They don't give a damn about the trans community. They don't know anybody who's trans, nor has they ever had anybody that's trans in their house. Remember the Asian hate campaign that everybody flocked to? How many Asian hate campaigns or how many people knew about Asian hate prior to that? Nobody. Because it was constructed by the media and the Democrats, and these non-thinking liberals are like, oh, yeah, everybody hates Asians. No, not everybody hates Asians. Yes, there are people out there that don't like blacks. There are people out there that don't like Mexicans. There are people out there that don't like Asians. There are people out there that don't like whites. But they are such a minority I just don't understand, just like the trans community. 0.1% of the population. And we are conforming our whole social society. We are transforming our society to adhere to what this 0.1% of the people are trying to shove down our throats. Listen, I don't care if you want to dress up. I don't care if you want to imagine yourself as a man or a woman. Don't shove it down my throat. And this is what's going on here in my home state of Michigan. We had an Oxford High School shooter. We had somebody walk into Unity Hall and another hall at MSU and shoot up a couple students. Shoot up would not be a good terminology, but they shot a couple students. A couple students died, which is horrific. But we're glossing over the fact that both of these people, they knew that they had issues. So in the case of the Oxford shooter, the parents were not parents. They were doing their own thing. They let this kid do whatever he wanted. He was mentally unstable. So somebody should have come in at that point and said, listen, your child is talking things that we don't agree with, that your child is talking about shooting up the school. We need to remove the guns from the house for the time being until we can get your child some help. Or this guy that shot up MSU was in jail because he was mentally unstable. So how did he get a gun? He got it legally. Because no amount of laws are going to stop people from getting guns. None. The only way you're going to stop gun violence is have somebody in the building that is going to shoot back. Why do you think all of this gun violence happens in gun-free zones? Because these idiots know nobody's going to shoot me back. Nobody's going to shoot me back because nobody's armed. If you start having armed guards in the schools, you won't have a school shooting. Because they're going to think twice. They're going to be like, shit, even if I get through the front door, somebody's going to pop me the first time I pull out my gun. This isn't a gun problem. And Michigan is making it a gun problem. And they're going to put in red flag laws. And everybody in Michigan, I hope you get along with your neighbor. Because if you don't, all your neighbor has to do is say, I don't trust that guy. He's got guns and he has been talking. I mean, there is no investigation. None at all. Your neighbor says you are dangerous. You are unstable. They come in, they take your guns without question. Why? Because they want to disarm us. Why do they want to disarm us? Why would the government want to disarm us? Let me see. Is it in the event of a foreign invasion? No, I would think the government would want you armed so you can defend yourself and add millions and millions of people to our army, just like the Japanese said in World War II, behind every bush is an American with a gun. Or do they want to disarm us because they want to take over? That's the ticket right there. Our government is systematically trying to disarm us so they can take over and not have any resistance. You can think I'm way down that rabbit hole, but ask the people of Venezuela, ask the people of Cuba, ask the people of North Korea, ask the people of Iran. Let me ask them and see what they think. Because no matter what your view is on guns and gun control, do yourself a favor, do a little history report, and look up what happened to people who were disarmed. Look at what their government did to them. It never turns out well for the average citizen, which is you and I. And so from this point forward, until you look up the history of those who have been disarmed and what their government has done to them, I'm done having a gun control debate with you. Because you are ill-informed or you don't want to be informed and you're blinded by your partisan politics. It's as simple as that. If you don't like your neighbors, you better get right with them or else you are in a world of hurt. Doesn't matter. If you even own guns, they are going to ransack your house looking for these guns. Scary times. Justin, thank you for the update. Let me know what you think about these red flag laws. Again, contact me at theparanormalpatriot@yahoo.com. Again, theparanormalpatriot@yahoo.com. Again, if you have show ideas, you just want to say hi, let me know what you think of the show, or you have anything you want to promote on the show, send me an audio clip. I'll do it for free. Free is good, still, in this day and age, free is good. So with that being said, I will not be having a show next week. I will be basking in the sun of Mexico. We are going back to Mexico. Hopefully I come back without meeting the cartel. Hopefully I come back with a head. I don't think it'll be bad, but, you know, everybody's freaking out. But anyway, we will be in Mexico, leaving Wednesday, coming back the next week. So I will not have a show next week. I will have a show the week after. So remember, theparanormalpatriot@yahoo.com. Send me your show ideas. Send me anything you want. Thank you for listening. Thank you for everything you've done for me over this year, over all this time. I mean, God bless it. We are 10 years into this now. That's incredible. Thank you, everybody. Share the show. Contact me with anything you want to talk about. TheParanormalPatriot@yahoo.com. You have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. Sit back, relax, open that mind. We'll talk to you 2 weeks from now. Summer. I didn't leave him in the summer.